Blog Talk Radio.
Hater Radio, if you don't know, now you know. Nobody's expendable. Wake y'all ass up, wake y'all ass up. Big Sean Getty, yeah. Coming live from the cyber hood, back with a new episode. What is a real relationship? I got my co-host, she in the building. What's good? What's good, baby girl? What do you think makes a good and true relationship? What's good, baby girl? What's good? What's good?
What's good?
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and let you take over. You know what I'm saying? Tell these folks out here what makes a true relationship. Give your input. One more game.
Yeah. Shiggy P in the building, a.k.a. Shigra, a.k.a. She_Nigel on Instagram. Follow your girl. Anyway, I'm just in the building with my nigga Sha Jeezy and my nigga Manny Jeezy on Hater Radio. Hater Radio in the building. But straight up, though. straight up. But honestly, to me, I don't know. I mean, a real relationship is just being with somebody where you can always maximize your full potential. Because I just feel like, you know, if you overloving somebody, then you're going to underlove yourself. And that's where you're going to fuck up, you know. So you gotta always make sure you loving yourself the most. Do what the fuck you need to do for you. Fuck what a nigga gotta say, what a bitch gotta say. Do what you gotta do for you. Love you. But when you are in a relationship or in a friendship or anything like that, make sure it's two-sided and you're not just taking and not giving shit back. Because a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, what do they need from you? You know what I mean? It's cool to, like, to, you know, take, but I mean, what the fuck can you give back? You know what I mean? So anytime you win something with a ship on the end of it, just know that that shit is two-sided. It's not just no one-sided shit. That's niggas if you don't want to work. That's bitches if you don't want to work. You know, what are you in the relationship for? What are you giving besides, you know, kissing, fucking, and some hugs every now and then? You know, that shit don't really pay the bills. So I just feel like, you know, give. Let it be two-sided, not one-sided.
But what you think, baby girl, about people who, you know, in their relationship, they let, you know what I'm saying, the threesome get into their relationship? Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Honestly, it just depends. Like, some people can take it, you know what I mean? Some people is just, like, straight up freaks, and it's like, all right, cool, like, let's let a bitch into the bed, you know what I mean? Like, let's do what we do, you know, and add somebody else. But if you have any jealous bone in your body, basically, like, you really not gonna be able to take that shit at the end of the day, because how do you know that your bitch is not gonna wanna fuck your nigga more?
Exactly.
Or vice versa, you know what I mean? Even right. If your bitch fall for that bitch, you mean, you know, your bitch just got taken by a bitch, but it was your idea, you know what I mean?
Believe.
So how you gonna feel?
Man, I think I'll feel, you know what I'm saying, if I get in that situation and I feel like I wanna let a woman in between our relationship, it's an opening where, like you just said, that you can fall for that situation and that feeling, you know what I'm saying? So I think if it was my main bro, that's kind of hard to come up with the decision of saying, damn, I want to go ahead and let somebody in my relationship, because they going to be in your relationship forever, because them thoughts going to always be there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Them feelings, sexual feelings, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, what about, you know, what about friendships? What about people who never have nothing to give back, you know? Like, you kind of become an enabler to that friend, you know, because it's like, if you're not making somebody do better, then you're an enabler, basically.
Believe it. Man, look at baby girl spitting it. Go ahead and spit it, too. I mean, but what if, you know what I'm saying, you in a, what do you call a relationship? What is a relationship? Do it take a day to get into a relationship, or how long do it take to get into a relationship, baby girl?
Honestly,
that you would call it a relationship.
You know, when I looked up the definition, I saw that the relationship could be an object, too. So a relationship really ain't shit. You know what I mean? It could be between a pillow and a blanket. You know what I mean? That could be a relationship. So it's really what you put into it. You know, so it's really dependent on the individual.
Right. You're right about that. I mean, do you feel like that, you know what I'm saying, a fuck buddy is a good thing to have? I mean, when a motherfucker get on your nerves and you be like, damn, I want to go out and I want to get this dick, pussy, whatever y'all. I don't fuck with dick, so let it be known, Sha Getty just talking from the She Group. I'm straight pussyologist. None of that other motherfucking shit. Hate the radio.
Shaji, don't do the D, America. But straight up, I mean, a fuck buddy, I mean, that's definitely something good to have. And then again, if you can take it, you know what I mean? You have to know what your relationship is with somebody, too.
Yeah, that was realer than real. You know what I'm saying? Right now, y'all can call in at 347-633-9524. Voice your opinion. What makes a real relationship a true relationship? You know what I mean? Right now, I'm going to take y'all to the Cyber Beats of the Day. You know how we do. We'll be back at y'all. Hey, the radio.
Buddies, and you know, once again, you just got to be aware of what kind of relationship you got with somebody. Don't ever be nobody fool. Just know what the fuck it is and do what the fuck you do. I want to hear what Manny G got to say.
Manny G, what you got to say about, you know what I'm saying, true relationship? What you think makes a true relationship, Manny G?
Well, the way I feel about it, a relationship is exactly that. You know what I'm saying? People got to listen to the big word in the picture. You know what I'm saying? The main word on that is shit, man. A ship
You can let it sail and stay afloat, or you can let it sink.
What do you think about fuck buddies, though, G?
I mean, well, fuck buddies, it's all good, but long as you know your place, you know your boundaries, you know what you can and cannot. It's the do's and don'ts. You know what I'm saying? You got to know your place, and it's just how it can go like that.
Hey, the radio, time to beat to the day.
Back one more game, you know how we do. Hey, the radio.
Interpretation of what's going on. Hey, the radio back one more game with Shigra in the house. You know what I'm saying? Get an understanding with your female niggas. Get an understanding. You know, you got them stalkers out there. Shit that don't go right. They want it to go right. You know what I'm saying? Thinking it's more than what it fucking is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the radio back up in it one more game. Big Shy Getty, Shigra in this motherfucker. What's up, girl? Take over, girl.
What's good? What's good, Shy Jizzle?
What's up? Yeah.
Yeah, that shit. That was good. I appreciate that, Shy Jizzle.
You already know. You still got the flow, baby. It's all your flow.
Let them know about these stalking ass niggas.
Whoa. I know you got some stalking ass. She was looking good in this motherfucker. I'm glad I'm going to do dirty in this motherfucker.
Thank you, Shy Jizzle.
He out of town right now. Hey, he out of town right now. You know what I'm saying? I got Shigra in the building.
They a mess.
Can't control their anger. They can't control their feelings.
Yeah, it's definitely.
You got to keep it real with these people and let them know what these niggas be really like. Because, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want a movie nigga.
True story, true story, true story. Shit, what's that movie? No Good Deeds that just came out recently. It's hella niggas out there like that, you know. Like I've personally done had some crazy experiences myself with some stalkers, like Betty G brought up. So it is some niggas out there that don't know when no means no or that it's over, and it's some females like that too. So.
But how do you know when it's over? I mean, if they look you in the eye and they say, I don't want your goddamn ass. And do you got feelings for them after that, though? Would you let a nigga down, like, fuck you type shit, or would you, let him down easy? How you let him know?
Nah.
I ain't feeling you, dude. How you gonna let him know?
Yeah, nah, I'm definitely, I'm a different type of chick because I don't disrespect anybody. You know what I mean? Like, even if, he looking like who shot him to, a certain girl. To me, he might be, my Prince Charming. So I really do think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I'm just, even if I don't feel like that person is attractive, I just always give them a fair chance, even if I got a lie like I'm married, I'm just not going to be disrespectful, basically.
She ain't saying a lie like she is married.
Oh, no. Female, do you? My girlfriend, I'm married.
Exactly.
Yeah, all types of stuff. I'm in a rush. I ain't got
What if you don't see the ring, though, Manny G? What if you don't even see the ring?
I tell you, hey, the ones that's truly married, you barely see the ring.
Believe it. Hey, that's kind of bad, though, because right now I don't need a wife, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't want my wife to take that damn ring off. That means something to me, though, G.
I wouldn't want that either. But my wife wouldn't want me to take it off either.
Hey, and that comes back to relationships and what you expect from your partner. So, if you expecting her to keep on that ring, you better, let that bitch know. Like, it's important for you to have on this ring. If not, if you feel like it's a sign of disrespect,
true.
Then...
You do need that communication.
You do. That's the main thing, exactly. In any relationship, friendship, anything, you need communication. Straight from the mouth of Manny Jizzle.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all the percentage I think of a good relationship. I said 65% good ass sex. I'm going to have to say motherfucking 10%. The percentage kind of got to go higher though, G, because I don't think it's 100, it's 110 if you ask me, you know what I'm saying? Because sex is a big factor in a relationship though, big point. Understanding too though, my guy. You got to have understanding with your female, nigga, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't got understanding, you ain't got shit. What you think, she?
Exactly, because sex can only take you so far. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some females who are very sexual, too, so sex can play a big part in it, but it can only take you so far before you like, okay, fuck that shit, I missed the pussy, I missed the dick, but fuck it.
Believe,
you know what I'm saying?
Believe. But what if you got this nigga that's on a bus stop, are you gonna overlook him like, this ain't the nigga I want, but what if he is a good nigga to you, but you would look at a nigga like, I'm not saying you or females out there, they'll look at a nigga on a bus stop like he less than a man, but a nigga who pulled up in a Maserati or something, he ain't even gotta fucking talk.
Right,
he ain't
right.
gotta talk, big phone, right or wrong, G.
Hey, he ain't got to talk because the whip talking for him.
Right, and that's true.
At the end of the day, for females like that, that's not who you
want
to be.
Exactly, that's not the chick that you want.
How many people done rolled up in a nice whip?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I mean, unfortunately, a lot of chicks may not go for a nigga that's at the bus stop. I mean, if she just happens to meet him at Walmart and don't know that he ain't got no car, I mean, she could probably find some things that she like about him or find out some things about him to know that he's just, in a hard space and that he's gonna rise or he got potential.
But she, baby girl, tell the truth. You ride and you got a whip, you clean, you know what I'm saying? You ride past a nigga, you not knowing what he about in his mind, but you looking at him like, this nigga on a goddamn bus stop.
I ain't gonna look at him like, oh, he at the bus stop. Cause like I said, I mean, people go through hard times. People, people got, it's plenty of people right now that got hella potential that people are bypassing. So, I mean, I'm not gonna look at him, like he's a bad person, but.
You ain't gonna stop and get him, bro.
At the end of the day, this is how it can go, too. A female, or it can be vice versa, male or female. Somebody can ride back past somebody at the bus stop and not know that he still got a car, she got a car. This is she
right.
wanted to ride the bus today.
Right, they could have been saving gas.
This guy got a pocket full of money, or this female got a degree. But she on the bus. That don't take away from who
exactly.
She is.
He could think she's a beautiful bitch at the bus stop, but I mean, he might not necessarily stop. Just like some chicks might not necessarily stop for that nigga, because niggas don't want no bum ass bitches nowadays neither. Period.
But baby girl, okay, tell me, do looks mean a lot in a relationship? Do you don't want to wake up next to a motherfucking Rumpelstiltskin looking motherfucker?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't. I mean, yeah, hell yeah, looks is definitely important. Like, you have to have some type of attraction, unless that's just not important to you. You know, that's once again depending on the individual, you know, personality or, you know, I guess preference. So, you know, once again, I mean, looks are very important. Well, I just have to be attracted to my partner.
You got to, man. You got to.
If not,
hey, the radio back one more game. I had to play this one. Hey, the radio. Let my baby girl go ahead and take over. Hey, the radio.
Period. PSA. I just want to talk about basically loving your kids and loving the younger generation, period, point blank. These niggas is lost as they can be, you know, and I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? I really do, but y'all need more love from more people. So when you see a young nigga, tell him to stay in school, tell him to do good, tell him just don't even, you know what I mean, don't even fight it. You know, at the end of the day, the battle is with you and God, so, you know, you just probably can't fight every fucking thing. Just know you ain't gonna always get your way. You know, you gotta have fear because, you know, you just can't be out there reckless like that. So anyway, just tell a young nigga to do right.
Yeah, no, and make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all hold y'all head up, y'all walk like men, y'all talk like men, young girls, y'all walk like young ladies, portray yourself as such as what you want to be treated like. You don't want to be the person in life that don't do nothing with your life and just waste time all day, every day, and then look by, and then you still ain't got nothing in your life. So get your relationships right, teach your kids right. Treat your families right, your moms, your dads. Don't be so rebellious, man. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Slow down, wait your turn. Young ladies, be young ladies, like I said, man. Don't grow up too fast thinking that you gotta fuck a nigga just to feel grown. Because you're not gonna be grown after you take that, you know what I'm saying? You're still gonna be young, dumb, and full of cum. That's how my nigga Shy Getty would have said it. So, hey, man, Manny G, Shiggy P, we in this bitch Hater Radio,
Hater Radio,
man.
Yeah, we back one more game. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who tuned in to Hater Radio, stayed down for the call. You know what I'm saying? What is a true relationship? You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all can call in and let me know. But right now, I'm going to get a cyber shout out. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a cyber shout out to my boy, Manny G, for sure. Got to give a cyber shout out to my baby girl, Shigra. Where is that? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got to give a shout out to Torai. I got to give a shout out to my motherfucking folks, motherfucking Jay Bizzle. Give a shout out to my whole family, my kids. You know how we do. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Shigra, let her give her cyber shots out. You know how we do. Then we going to go to Manny G. You know how we do. Hater Radio.
Yeah, cyber shout-outs to my family, my besties, my bestie, Milan underscore 25 on IG. I love you, Biz Naive. Just shot Jizzle, my nigga, for even giving me the opportunity to come in here and, you know, do my Thiz Naive, my nigga Mini Jizzle, the team, everybody on IG, all my followers, I fuck with y'all. Yeah. So just tune in to Hater Radio whenever we ask y'all to. We appreciate the support.
Girl right there, give a shout out to Torai. I see you, baby girl. Give a shout out to Kiss the Girls ENT. Hater Radio for show. Gotta give a shout out to my boy Jay Bizzle, my boy Manny Jizzle. You know how we do. Give a shout out to all them real G's that stayed down with Hater Radio and all the independent labels out there. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give a shout out to Kaya Glenn Kelly, Natural Hair and Twist, Mood Music, Up Some More Entertainment, and all those who I forgot. You in my calls, nigga. Hater Radio. You know how we do. One more game. Hater Radio. We coming close to the end, y'all. I hope everybody stay blessed. Be blessed. Continue to stay down with your mates, whatever. Hater Radio. Have a blessed and glorious holiday. Hater Radio.
Hater Radio. Shy G, Manny G in the studio. Shiggy P, Shy G, Manny G in the studio.